As he worked on a medical imaging experiment a few years ago, Harvard researcher Iyad Madish kept running into problems. It could have been the algorithms he was using, or the way he set up the experiment. Something wasn't quite right.
And these are the small things which in science, you know, cost you a lot of time.
His advisor didn't know why the experiment wasn't working. Nobody in his lab worked on the same stuff. None of his researcher friends could help.
I was so frustrated. I said, you know, there has to be something online, yeah, where I go, where people can, you know, present themselves as a scientist, where they put the information about their research and publications, and you can search for it.
That's when Madish got the idea for a social network for scientists, like Facebook, but with a more serious mission, a web platform where researchers could connect with each other and share best practices and information about their work that doesn't get published. Madish saw his idea, which he named ResearchGate, as a tool to make scientists more productive.
My goal to win the Nobel Prize, and I really believe in that. Like, if we think that ResearchGate will accelerate research in all the different fields, it will change the speed of science significantly in the future. So I definitely believe that ResearchGate could win the Nobel Prize for that one day.
That big idea wowed investors. ResearchGate got funded by a former Facebook executive and the same venture capital firm that backed Twitter. So far, 900,000 people have signed up as members. One of them is Carolyn Moore Coakless, who's logging onto the website at her Boston University office. Her profile page shows her picture, her field, neuroscience, her doctoral advisor, and publications. She can follow other researchers or click onto group pages that discuss specific topics.
Let's see what's going on in the computational neuroscience group today.
Moore Coakless uses Facebook, too, but says that people on that site feel like they have to be clever or stick to ordinary topics.
You know, what's the best camera to buy? I'm going on a vacation. They're never anything to do with science.
Moore Coakless likes ResearchGate because she can ask obscure questions about algorithms or what reagent to use in a certain chemical reaction. She can also find out what labs are working on before they publish and catch up with recent publications.
The scientific literature is so huge at this point that it's really impossible to get through, you know, everything in your topic area. People really rely on hearing it from other people.
But not every ResearchGate user is pleased with the networking.
I'm not really seeing the value of this.
Kim Bertrand is an epidemiologist at the Harvard School of Public Health.
Sometimes I get these emails that are like, "Dear sirs, I'm writing a dissertation on public health. Any suggestions, please advise." I don't need that.
Bertrand signed up for ResearchGate when a colleague suggested it, but she says she's content so far with her own offline network of fellow researchers and advisors. ResearchGate founder Iyad Madish says he knows his site will only prove valuable if scientists use it to help each other, but if it develops into the indispensable social network for scientists he hopes it will, he'll have made more of a contribution to science than he ever could as a lone researcher. For VOA News, I'm Kurt Nickisch in Boston.